You're listening to SBS News.
The Northern Territory is adjusting its COVID-19 restrictions as it works to contain a growing outbreak. The lockdown in Katherine will be extended for 48 hours until Wednesday, 6 p.m. local time, in an effort to stop the spread. It comes as two locally acquired cases of the virus have been recorded, both in the Katherine region. One is a 33-year-old woman and the other a 67-year-old man. Due to a high level of vaccination, Robinson River is moving from a lockdown to a lockout, meaning those who are fully vaccinated will be able to move freely about the community as long as they follow the mask mandate. Chief Minister Michael Gunner says further testing is required before restrictions can be fully eased for residents of Katherine.
You do not want to leave lockdown too soon, only to go back into lockdown straight after. I want you to be able to get out of lockdown and stay out of lockdown, which is why we need a few more days to get these results back and be more confident the outbreak is safely contained so we can then transition to a lockout footing. Please stick with this. You are nearly there. I promise you, you are nearly there.
From today, unvaccinated travellers are not able to enter the territory under updated border rules except essential personnel, returning residents and visitors from safe green zones. The territory is also finishing its home quarantine pilot program. Due to the success of the at-home trial, those who are fully vaccinated will now only have to quarantine at home for 7 days upon arrival in the territory. Depending on the outcome, quarantine for fully vaccinated arrivals could be removed altogether on December 20th. Looking further south, an email exchange between the New South Wales Chief Health Officer and Health Minister Brad Hazzard in August reveals Dr. Kerry Chant recommended consistent lockdown measures be put in place across all of Sydney. The state government faced significant backlash when harsher restrictions were enacted in local government areas in the city's west and southwest. The email is accompanied by a number of documents released under a parliamentary order looking into health advice, a premise former Premier Gladys Berejiklian often cited for her decision-making during the height of restrictions. New data reported in the Sydney Morning Herald newspaper also suggests those areas hit hardest by the four-month lockdown are now experiencing the highest rates of unemployment. It comes as New South Wales has recorded 180 new COVID-19 cases and one death, with 91% of people aged 16 and older fully vaccinated. New South Wales Health's Dr. Jeremy McInulty says one person has died in the latest reporting period.
A woman in her 50s from southwestern Sydney died at Campbelltown Hospital. She was not vaccinated, and we'd like to express our sincere condolences to the lady's family and friends.
As Victoria nears its 90% double dose vaccination target for people aged 12 and older, Melburnians are returning to the skies as Qantas resumes its first international flights out of the city in 20 months. The flight is destined for Singapore, which follows the announcement of a travel bubble with Australia. Flights to London and Los Angeles are set to resume over the next few weeks. It comes as Victoria has recorded 1,029 locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and 3 deaths. There are currently 316 Victorians in hospital with the virus. Queensland is announcing Dr. John Gerard as its new Chief Health Officer as the state records no new cases of COVID-19. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says he has the right credentials for the job.
He has seen firsthand and treated some of the very first patients that caught COVID in Queensland. He was also instrumental in dealing with the COVID virus outbreak on the Diamond Princess, which was off the coast of Tokyo.
And the ACT has recorded 11 locally acquired cases of COVID-19. It brings the total number of active cases in the territory to 184. 5 people are currently being treated in hospital, with 2 people in the intensive care unit and 1 on a ventilator. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Hannah Kwon, SBS News.